Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fadeaway on niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
That's good enough, right there.
Yeah, and there's more too. Yeah. There's more. Even niggas who didn't really pan out.
Jeff Okuda. Okuda. Who we haven't seen really play.
Who else? There's a couple other niggas.
Malcolm Jenkins just retired. But even think about that. Ohio State got some of the best receivers in the league. That's why receivers.
Yeah, and the niggas.
I know I'm gonna get better.
The niggas just had two receivers go top 15 too.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Very true.
And it's, they
been. Oh, overall, there's a lot of what we would call football factories, like. Out for certain positions. So, like, we're saying
LSU is DBU. We know that. But they also wide receiver you in a way, too.
Are they still DBU?
Yes.
I don't think they wide receiver you, though.
But they got a lot, though. They got a lot.
It's recently, but not.
It's not like Ohio State.
That's all what?
Nah, they got a couple more, though.
Yeah, nah.
They got.
It's not like Ohio State, though.
Well, no. That's why I said Ohio State's top three.
What's the name?
Odell, Jarvis, Justin Jefferson. Yeah, nah, that's what I'm saying. Recent. LSU.
That's what I'm saying, but pass it.
Last 15 years, we're talking about. Last 20.
But so it's safe to say, we're going to do position.
Yeah, tight end, right?
I'm about to say Russell Gage.
There's certain schools just breed certain types of talent. Like, and I think, you know,
certain schools can just get the best talent, too. That's also
a fact. That's true. But, like, there's also the factor of having coaching. You can get the best talent and not have the coaches to get the most out of that player. Having those guys who aren't just athletes.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, as we were talking about before, but that are, like, disciplined.
Yes, Bama is wide receiver U and is DBU low-key, too.
They're offensive line.
Running backs, too.
Bama is just the illest.
Yeah, we can't even name Bama. Yeah, Bama's overall,
even when you think about Bama corners that didn't work out, D. Milliner was crazy in college.
Remember Javier Arenas?
Nigga, like, bro, I do remember Javier Arenas.
Javier Arenas, bro, that nigga was a return demon.
Bro, there's a couple, bro. Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Pastor Tang.
Dog.
Xavier McKinney.
It's a couple.
Minka Fitzpatrick, we were just talking about.
Yep.
You feel me? And then there's. Like, Texas used to be one of them schools.
Yeah.
Them niggas trash.
They stink now.
They're going to get back, though.
I
promise you.
They're on their way back.
They about to get
were
back.
Were they another one of those schools? Did they have a ban?
They got sanctioned for something. I just don't remember.
Texas. Because there's a reason that Texas kind of hasn't been on the forefront, whether it been in regards to getting athletes, being one of the premier programs.
I think their coaches is doing some fake shit. Yeah, who the fuck walked in and didn't?
I guess we'll figure out.
This is frog ass nigga.
Yeah, I figure.
It's a wild shiesty appears. We never know when shiesty's coming.
Yo, I'm telling you, shiesty will eat Donald Glover, bro. Y'all think I'm playing with y'all niggas?
Sorry.
Devin, I will eat
Donald Glover.
Why you say that?
Look like Donald Glover. He be having these different cuts like Donald Glover. He got the Donald Glover gut.
This is shiesty. But yeah, like I didn't know. I can't remember what exactly. I remember growing up when we was kids. They went from what Vince Young.
Yeah.
Right after that, it was. Was that after where Colt McCoy kind of started?
Yeah, Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy was dirty in college.
Wait! Did niggas used to watch Hoover High? Yes. Shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, so
I'm talking about like 15 years, like 12. Greg McElroy. I mean, not Greg McElroy. Greg.
Was it Greg McElroy?
Yeah, it was Greg McElroy.
So for the listeners,
y'all want to let us know, nigga. Me too. Fuck.
Oh, we're on.
I don't know what Hoover. There's a red light on.
Oh shit! I don't even know. Wait, did you play Claw Talk? Oh shit! I'm over here.
Well, End of Regulation Podcast, Episode 69. I am one of your hosts, Shay.
Poop Nuke.
It's your boy Mester, aka Mocha Dean.
Shit love in the building.
I'm saying. Monsieur Bouzin will be with us in just a moment.
Monsieur Bouzin.
Somebody gave Bert the word to call in. I'm saying, we got a full house today. You hit your beaming button.
Beaming has done it again.
Hit it again for your sister. She's here with us.
Beaming has done it again.
Saying, Big Reg pulled up. We're going to get the you a freak button soon. Shiesty's here. Got a family member here with us. I ain't going to call him a special guest because you've been here in my house more than one time. So, you ain't no guest. But the homie Ty pulled up from CT. You know what I'm saying? Say hello, nigga.
What up, niggas?
He going to go home and listen to this shit. Like, what's up? I said what's up to myself.
Yeah.
But we was talking about, you guys were talking about something about Hoover High. For the people who don't know what that is, which is, it feels like all of this room, except
like,
for y'all.
Hoover days. Like Hoover? Like,
oh, no. Well, we about to think, nah.
I
would.
I don't know. Like,
nah, y'all know what Mr. D.
I ain't even mad. You got it.
If you get the joke, you got the joke.
I'm asking.
So,
bro,
what was that about? Is that like, was that like, was it kind of like a Friday Night Lights or like a high school?
It was like a high school Hard Knocks.
For real?
Yeah.
It was like a high school Hard Knocks.
So, it was like that before them shows was like popping for real.
Yeah, so like they used to follow like these kids. They used to go into their homes, follow them around school.
Oh, nah, they wild.
Seamless cheerleaders, they was fucking with all that.
What?
Yeah. And then it turned into like a little reality show. Yeah. So like it was.
I've never heard of this shit before, bro.
Athletes, all that shit.
What?
Yeah.
So were there any athletes that like we would know that were on there?
The one you'll know the most is Greg McElroy.
He was the quarterback when Mark Ingram was here.
Yeah, exactly. And he ended up going, you know, a decent backup career and shit.
Did he get drafted to the Jets?
Yeah. But there was a couple niggas on that squad though who was just nice though. It's just everybody just don't make it to the league. But in Bama too. Remember that receiver? Who was that receiver? He was tough.
That shit was called Two Days.
Yeah. It was about Hoover High. Yeah, okay. It was called Two Days. Fact.
Oh, I seen this before.
Yeah, bro, that shit was tough.
Yeah, nah,
bro.
I know what they're talking about.
And I'm talking, we was young. You know how now we was young? Because I was watching like Two Days and Nez Declassified.
Yeah.
Remember like Nez?
Yeah.
2006.
Yo.
They used to cook niggas on Nez Declassified. Bro, coconut Nez head. Well, I'm not about to watch.
Remember, Nevin's going crazy with the oldies. They got the Zoe 101 on there.
Then
and
they had like
crazy.
A snotty nose nigga on that motherfucker.
What happened?
Then they had like a snotty nose nigga on Nez Declassified or some shit, bro.
Cookie?
It might be.
Nah, like Cookie used to always be blowing his nose. Yeah,
I hate that shit, bro.
Hitting the nasal joint.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Yo, Nickelodeon has some shows, bro. What's another one of them shows that was like that? That was pretty good.
Do niggas remember? I'm talking about. Do niggas remember? Good show. Do niggas remember my cousin Skeeter?
Hell yeah!
That was when we first found out been making good.
Hell
for real.
Yeah.
This week was like the same age. Was just making good.
This early on though. This
yeah,
is early
on, not before. Probably like 99 because that was like that.
I think 2000. Yeah, like probably 99.
My best friend Doug. That was the name of that shit, right?
Doug?
Yeah, Doug.
I ain't like that shit.
But Doug was on Nickelodeon and Disney Channel.
Yeah, Doug was tough. See, I ain't never really had Disney until I got older. Like,
alright,
Mister. Cause niggas was trying to kill me for acting like I was crazy for never really watching Disney.
I didn't have Disney or Cartoon Network. Yeah, I did.
You
never seen it at all?
I seen like an episode or two, probably.
Proud Family tough.
Nah.
Proud Family was a good show, bro. You remember when the movie dropped?
Yeah,
it was, Nickelodeon used to be Channel 28 or some shit.
Yeah. But see,
Then it switched.
But see, when I was living in Brooklyn, I had 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 74. Like that shit was. Yeah, nigga.
This nigga just named mad channels.
Well, nah, I'm saying I had the local channels and it skipped the whole like
40s.
It skipped the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. That shit went right to the 60s.
That nigga had every news channel and the Spice channel.
Like that. I was watching Hella Blind Date on Fox. I'm talking about Spice channel.
Niggas ain't beat that.
Yeah. Yo, what's that thing when you used to have them girls racing around and with skating around and like they had the lingerie on and they'd be like.
What freak shit
like
you was watching, girl, nigga?
What sound like real sex.
HBO. Yeah, right.
This nigga's a freak. Real. This nigga's watching white girls in lingerie rollerblading and shit.
Nah, they weren't all white. They weren't all white.
We got Bert Shotgun with us. Monsieur Bouzin is in the building.
Monsieur Bouzin.
Yeah, now there was some shows though. But the best movie, we know the best Nickelodeon movie. Everybody know that.
You said movie?
The Rugrats joint.
That's the best Nickelodeon movie?
I mean, might be the most nostalgic. Which one? The one where it was in Paris.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Wait.
Rugrats in Paris was tough.
Hold up, Bert. Can y'all hear Bert?
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, right, we can hear Bert, you can hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It sounds like you are underwater in the Lincoln Tunnel inside a trash can.
Yeah, I can't hear you. I got y'all on the beat. What the fuck?
Talk again, bro.
Hello?
This nigga Bert sound like he in jail.
Free Bert.
Yeah, right? Free Bert.
I think it's just insane.
Nah, it just...
You sound like you're insane.
What you
got? Oh, I don't know what's going on, man.
Somebody want to catch Bird up to where we at?
Oh yeah, we was just talking about like different Nickelodeon shows and shit,
like the old shit.
So what's y'all favorite Nickelodeon cartoon?
Fairly Odd Parents.
That was Fairly Odd Parents.
I think that's probably like, hands down like the best one.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Rocket Power. That was mine.
Rocket Power went crazy.
That's number two probably to me.
Damn.
I think a lot of people like all time. Nah,
I
just your favorite.
Our childhood, bro. Like whatever, like, you was watching your childhood.
Danny Phantom.
Danny.
That's a very shiesty answer.
If it's not Hey Arnold for me, it's probably My Life as a Teenager.
Hey Arnold was tough.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, nah, that was crazy answer.
Yeah, I watched that, but that was your favorite one out of all of them.
It was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good one, but it wasn't one of the ones.
It wasn't, to me, it wasn't too. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't expect to hear that answer at all.
Yeah, I didn't either. You said, "Hey Arnold." See, that's a great one.
I'm actually surprised. I think Chalk Zone. Chalk Zone. Chalk Zone.
I just finished watching.
I've never
Avatar.
Seen Chalk Zone. I don't know what that is.
What?
We watched Chalk Zone. But also,
hold on, wait. Let's one at a time.
I have Nickelodeon until I was like 9, probably. So by the time like a lot of shit was being watched, I got put on this shit like late. But I would probably say, honestly though, I mean, I feel super basic for saying this, but SpongeBob was that shit, bro. SpongeBob went crazy when I was young. If I was to look back at it now and compare everything, but I just remember like it was probably SpongeBob and Rocket Power for me.
Of being the best shows though, I don't. Bert, what's yours before I say this?
Rocket Power.
My nigga, see, I knew you.
Yeah, Rocket Power was one of them.
Shout out to Squid, bro. Just cause.
Yo, facts. Woogity woogity woogity.
Hey Arnold
niggas,
was crazy.
Now niggas do that as adults, but you know.
Yeah, you a sick nigga. Nah, you really a sick nigga because they can't see what you just did. You really a sick nigga, bro.
I know exactly what the fuck Sig did, and that's insane. I'm not even there.
Told you the house when I sick over it.
But at the same time, like I feel like as far as the GOAT show, like I fucked with Fairly Odd Parents. I just didn't personally like it more than I liked Rocket Power. So I want to debate that. Yeah. One that was not said that was really OD was Jimmy Neutron, which is crazy.
Oh my God.
Because Jimmy Neutron was my number two. Jimmy Neutron was my number two. But like I think you have to look at SpongeBob's run. SpongeBob's run is like the Drake run of cartoons.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't necessarily think it was a great show when I was a kid, but the references as an adult, like, that is an adult cartoon for sure, my nigga.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, yo, rewatching that shit as an adult, you'd be like, hey, yo, they wild. Like and that's why, like, yo, my aunt wasn't a fan of us watching it as a kid.
Nah, of course.
And I used to just be looking at niggas like, can you feel it, Mr. Krabs? Can you feel it now?
That nigga name is Mr. Krabs. I mean, I know he a crab, but...
Yo, I seen a random tweet, like, last week talking about, like, Pearl is Mr. Krabs' sugar baby. Niggas are sick.
Oh.
Bro. They're like, girl, when what? She say daddy and everything, like, she asking for money all the time.
You gotta think it's grown people writing this.
Her name is Pearl.
It's grown people writing this. So it's like, they throw them little, you know what I'm saying? Y'all amazing that be like, these fucking... Dumbasses would never even fucking know that we're
bro, and it's like you've manipulating your mind. You've created a generation of niggas that rewatched the show.
Yo, do y'all remember when niggas was watching Disney Channel? Vanessa Hudgens' titties pop out. What was it? Her?
I don't know.
No, no, no. Yeah, well, I know, no, that ended up going like going viral or whatever. But no, it wasn't Vanessa Hudgens. It was like they just was showing porn on Disney Channel for like 5 seconds. Y'all don't remember that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah. What? Bro,
what kind of cable you had?
Nah, I didn't see it. I just I didn't see it.
This nigga had nasty cable.
Nah, there was like a Disney Channel like malfunction.
This is why you're not supposed to steal cable. That nigga Zig was stealing cable.
I didn't see that. I didn't even have Disney Channel until I was fucking like 9 years old.
Everybody in here, family stole cable at least once.
Look, no.
Nah.
I'm Caribbean. I don't care. I'm Caribbean. I don't do that shit. I just told you I ain't have cable for 8 years. And living in Brooklyn too, on a block, we could have stole some cable.
No, we never did.
New Jersey kids see porn instead of cartoons on Disney Channel. In 2015, in 2012, children accidentally see porn footage during Lilo and Stitch.
Bro, I was watching. I wasn't watching.
But this shit happened. This shit happened you said way Lilo before and Stitch? That, though. That was just one of them.
It was the sister.
I don't know.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Actually,
what?
You pressed the wrong button because that was filthy. What he just said.
Yo, that was crazy.
Disney Channel? That's an episode name, though. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and you got to put the...
Unless you come up with something better, that's it.
Yeah.
That wait, shit is who said channel. That, though? Who said that? That's insane. Yo, Disney you are channel. Sick nigga.
They just draw a penis in the corner with the little Disney wand and shit.
Bro, no, but you know the sick shit what's the white girl name from iCarly?
Yo, Reg is wild.
What's the white girl name from iCarly? Didn't she just write a book like a tell-all book?
The one that got pregnant and ruined the show?
She was fucking Andre
Drummond. Oh, no, that's Zoe when I'm like that.
This nigga. Nah, she was fucking Andre Drummond. That one.
Yeah. Oh, word? Her name was Megan in the show, right?
Nah.
Oh, Sam! I knew Sam was fucking. I had that. Wait, look what? As a little nigga.
This thing crazy. And, nah, this nigga. No, yo, was sick nigga,
I, yo, I was a young. I was a little nigga growing up, and I'm like, I don't know why she giving that look like she be fucking. Chat.
Yeah, bro, but you're number two.
How was that nasty when I'm like 10 years old looking at a girl who's like 17? Like, yeah, I know. She got that look. Like,
but being able to recall that,
being able to know, being able to know, I had that look.
Dan Snyder was saying the same thing.
Yeah,
Wait, hold on. We do not make pedophile jokes on this podcast. Trigger warning. Please.
Wait. Dan Snyder said the same thing.
Bro, listen. I'm about to break it down to you. The reason why I said all that, because the tell-all book is because Dan Snyder is supposed to be a sick nigga, bro. By sick nigga, I mean he got fetishes and he preyed on like the kids that work for him.
Oh, Dan Snyder said the same thing.
Yeah, he had like a foot fetish. That's why the Nickelodeon song used to be like a foot. He used to have like the little child actors doing shit with their feet.
That's nasty.
Slime probably really nasty.
Yeah, she did used to do mad little niggas was on TV weird shit with her feet.
Niggas was on
that.
TV getting slimed.
Yeah, and she released like a tell all book within like the last 2 weeks.
Say it again, Bert.
I thought she was on a TV show on feet. Free.
And Nickelodeon chat room showing feet.
Bro, you gotta think, bro. A lot of these records is real freaky though, because I like pretty feet. So I know I be looking for like women feet and shit. And I'm like, yo.
Looking for feet.
And I'm like, yeah.
I mean, you got to look at the feet sometimes.
Yeah, bro. but I just noticed how much that shit is in everything. Like, I'm like, yo, why is there this foot shot in this fucking teenage show? Like, what, like, why?
Yeah, but I don't trust none of these older white executives and CEOs and all of them. I think all these niggas in cahoots with, like, Epstein and shit, bro.
Niggas know Elvis married a 14-year-old. Y'all know that?
Yeah. Sick and still nigga, let it happen. Yeah.
On that shit happening
probably
real life.
Not.
Yeah, probably not. yeah, probably. I can almost certainly guarantee you. It was
but that's what they used to do, like in old times, like hundreds of years ago. They used to like sell off like their children and shit for
that's
marriage
what marriage was.
Yeah, they used to sell off like you don't 14-year-old got
coming
marriage.
To propose to my daughter, and you don't got two goats.
Yeah, like right? I was about to say that, bro. Like a nigga will offer you 10 goats and 2 cows, and like, yo, let me marry your daughter. And it's sick niggas out here that be like that.
How many
that?
Goats would you have been worth back in the day?
We're not doing that, bro. We're not even.
No, in general,
that was sick, bro.
No, that was out of context. I guess I understand where he's coming from.
We're not
going to
make it like a thing.
But
like
niggas
that.
Are not about to kill me for my comment and not kill you for your comment.
Yes, they are. You're Zig. That's the point.
Y'all the two sickest niggas here.
He's the sickest nigga, though. I just have the sickest imagination.
Which makes you the sickest nigga.
No.
Nah.
No.
Yeah. But what Zig put in the chat about Shaq, bro, Shaq might be number one, bro.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
I can't put that one out there. Maybe on Patreon.
You already put it out there. There's already, you got episodes talking about this.
Nah, that's not on. That's not.
Oh, you talking about the first one I said?
Yeah, chill. Oh,
yeah, he don't want niggas to know that.
That's
the thing.
Yeah. Hey, man. That's the
thing. Ricky Bull.
It wasn't on purpose. Like, it's not like I was like, hey, give this a shot. Nope.
Don't even do it. Don't even do it. Because we're not going to dive into that, bro. We're going to let that slide.
Yeah, because I would have slipped up. I would. Who the nigga out of? Oh, shit, yeah.
Fuck it, weird. Y'all would let a joint suck y'all toes?
No, nigga.
You wouldn't. So if you wouldn't let that happen?
I would consider it.
Like, not like, do you want it? Not do you want
Why
it?
Why do we go she, from talking if, about Dan Snyder to
because
this?
Because niggas try to call me the nastiest one in the chat, and I want to know. I don't like how this, you know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid to, like, I know, honest, it's already here.
All I know is women is nasty, bro. I put my feet up when I was in therapy, cuz, and women said I got cute tools, and a few women done said some, like, some nasty shit to
That's
me.
That's not
like,
that.
So, so you would, bro, you would not, turn that down?
Yeah.
For what, though?
Because I don't even like people touching my feet, bro.
Me neither.
But you let somebody put their mouth on your toe.
She wanted to do that.
But allegedly. You let somebody do that.
So what?
I'm not willing to let nobody do that, bro.
Bro, why?
Because I
don't know. Later, you can let it later and let somebody play with your meat, and you didn't even know you like that until somebody else told you.
I don't know what the fuck that you talking about, bro. I bet it's not like that.
Crazy. Oh,
that sounds wicked. He's a wicked nigga, bro.
I feel you. I feel you. But that sounded
that's two different
real
things,
crazy.
It's two different things.
It's two different feet, yo, but it's not two different things.
What's next on the topic?
Yo, bro? This was not none of this list. Was even on the topic. I know that for sure.
Right now, bro.
I know that for sure.
Please.
But I mean, I feel like you should just do all
this.
It's the crazy. Nasty
my mother asked me today. She was like, yo, what y'all be talking about on the podcast? I'm like, nah.
Do not listen to this
sex.
Shit.
Sex.
No mind.
It don't even matter. Like,
yo, so I found the Translate app this week. On my phone.
Over, you said next to me and shit.
Nah, so I found the Translate app on my phone this week. And the first thing I can't wait to do is go to the Chinese store.
I was about to say something, man.
This nigga mean a massage parlor.
I am not Deshaun Watson.
Oh my God.
Yo, okay, all right. And sick news, bro. Did y'all see the video that was on Twitter recently? It was a nigga like in the school where they be teaching women how to wax and shit. It was a nigga getting the nigga was thrusting his dick. Like, excuse you me? Feel me? Pause. Like while they was waxing him, it's a room full of women, bro.
Oh, and like he like
and he thrusting his shit. So like.
So his shit is just like,
yeah, bro. And like the teacher had walked out for a quick second.
He's sick.
Buddy started going crazy. Like niggas like, yo, this is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Like this nigga was sick, bro. She came back in the room. She's like, oh, is this distracting you? She grabbed his meat and moved it to the side. Like, yo, you gotta get all this area right here. Like, that was the sickest video I ever seen, bro.
That's
cause crazy. At first they had a towel over his shit. You feel me? And then Buddy like he thrust his weight from underneath the towel.
This nigga is sick.
That's some sick shit, bro. It's definitely Deshaun Watson, bro.
Oh, that's really filthy. Like just going into that kind of setting.
Oh, I was just gonna say going into that conversation. I'm about to say I do not want to go into that conversation. I'm about to say I do not want to go into that conversation.
Going into that kind of setting, which is clearly like a setting for
where are you, bro?
Huh?
Where
nigga,
are you?
I am playing Grand Theft Auto right now.
That's why.
Nigga, I am pie. I'm doing double the work, nigga. I'm not going to work tomorrow.
I'm just saying it's mad noise. I'm like, bro, where are you?
Right. Oh nah, this nigga tried to blow my car up and shit.
Yo,
so
can
like
you
now,
please turn your TV down?
Nigga said,
oh, my bad.
Bro, we've been at this. That's like the first thing we said. Yeah. But he did say he was high. Let him run.
So, nah, I'm not high right now, bro. Wednesday, though.
You just being yourself.
Yeah, bro. I'm just being a fucking demon on this game right now.
Yes, you're boozing.
This nigga having too much fun. Well, if y'all can use the Translate app in any place where you like really want to know what niggas is saying, where would you use it?
Hispanic barbershop.
Yes.
What do you say?
Bert said a Hispanic barbershop. That I agree with. I don't go in there too often, but I definitely. Yo, it's any nigga that walk by the door is getting crazy.
I go to a nail salon.
Probably. I was about to say the nail salon because these women be in there talking shit. I'm telling you, because Asians talk shit anyway.
Exactly.
That's why shit anyway. I can only like they be like ha ha, laughing to each other. I'm like shut up. Like, I don't know you talking about shut up. Yeah, that's a fact.
You picking a nail salon as well?
What?
You picking a nail salon as well?
Yeah, for sure.
Sean, where would you go?
Spanish barbershop. I guess because I know a little bit of Spanish. I be noticing what niggas be saying.
Me barbershop because Haitians be talking shit too.
Oh, Haitians be talking shit.
We talking shit.
Hey, relax.
Yeah. But Haitians also just talk mad aggressive too. But Dominicans talk mad aggressive too. And if you don't know what they're saying, you're going to think they talking about you or you're talking at you. And you're like, oh, nah, nigga, you ain't saying nothing got to do with me.
But, oh, nah, Haitian jokes is top 10, bro.
Well, see, they're from the same island.
Yeah. When you really hear these niggas talk, like the jokes is 10 times funny. Like, they can't write themselves.
Africans be talking a lot of shit, too.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Like, going to, like, an African body shop, like, where they fix cars and shit?
Nah, fuck that. I'm going to an African wedding.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but nah, they be talking Nigerian wedding. Nigerian wedding, bro. They going hella money.
I want one of them outfits.
Going hella, yeah. But they be fly as hell.
You can get one out here. Well, like in Newark, I believe.
Yeah. Post that shit on Instagram. The Nigerians will slam you.
They gonna look like Chris Tuck in Rush Hour 2.
I'm gonna just be wearing that shit. I swear I would just be wearing it.
Yo, shaking the African toad is fucking hilarious. Shaking the fucking African toad is hilarious, bro.
Ooh, got you, bro. Why not?
So yeah, but the nail salon probably for sure.
The nail salon?
Yeah. And you gotta think, bro, you looking at people's feet all day? See, here we go back to feet. Bro, you know that because some people out here be walking around with that shit on the bottom of their leg, like you feel me, looking stupid. Don't even call them feet, they hubs. How the fuck you say that shit,
bro? I know they be gunning calves and ankles, bro. That shit probably hilarious.
And then you gotta think about like feet or feet, and they be in shoes. Some people don't got the same hygiene as everybody else. So like,
facts. You
pull up to the salon with the stink feet. You know what I'm saying? They need that couple dollars. They're going to take it. But like,
stay feet is the worst.
Well, yeah, no, they just put their mask on.
I was like, I don't know, Zig. I don't know if I jump out the window that far.
Yeah, like, I was like, yeah, stay feet is the worst. I was like, oh, nah, there's something worse. But,
That's bananas.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So, we normally start the podcast with this, but how was everybody's week? Well, first of all, wait, real quick, before we even get to that, big shout out to Coach Red, you feel me? Was your first camp? First camp. Homie's the head O-line coach at Undisclosed High School, because we not snitching again, niggas in trouble.
I was about to say, come on,
trouble. Yeah, because these people be calling on people and stuff. They so trash. They be so sad with their life.
You know, feel me? So we not disclosing jobs.
Wait, that's happened to one of y'all?
Nah, but you never know.
Hell no. Nah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Nah, I want to.
I guess I just don't really give a fuck about nothing except my daughter. Yeah. So, like, hey, fuck it.
I mean, I feel you, but like,
I feel you, though. I feel you. Like, yeah, it's just that's the smartest, that's a smart, responsible thing to do. And that's why I'm not smart nor responsible.
I mean, but like, Reg, tell us how your first camp was. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you said, yeah, you can come over here. You can share the price. It's easier than.
Yo.
See, like, bitch.
Yo. Nah.
But like, what, you know, like you had to go out of state. You just got back, so I won't get too much of that, but like, how was your first camp? Describe that process a little bit, why you had to go away.
So we had to go away mainly because there's a law in New Jersey that dictates we can't have more than one practice in the same day in the state of New Jersey. So we drove down to Maryland for.
Yeah,
I agree. We went down to Maryland for, I believe, 5 days, 4 nights, and we had 3-a-day practices. So we were up at the
I'd have been gone. Fucking sick. I
had that nigga. They had them niggas in the Remember the Titans, boy.
Y'all was in the cabin. Pretty much. Yeah, y'all was in the cabin?
We were in cabins.
Yo, real quick. Yo, real quick. Yo, oh my God. Bruh. I'm not going to put the name of the school out there because I don't want to violate niggas, but there's a top high school in New Jersey, top football high school. Not like one of the best, but like kind of one of the best. Top football high school in Jersey that niggas went to camp and everybody got food poisoning and was shitting everywhere. Like in the cabin they were staying in. I'm talking about more like the whole squad. I'm talking about shitting like also like shitting in the hallway, like shitting like because it was like, you know, like you get, well, I mean, I've never had food poisoning, but you know, like when people who have food poisoning might get to that point when they just can't, like they can't.
There's nothing they can do with it.
Yeah, there's nothing they can do with it. It was like, or like a laxative, or it was something that was in it that was forcing niggas to be shitting everywhere. I'm gonna say out of school off air.
Why, how do you know this, Shashi?
That's like when you go to college.
But Shyson is giving information like he did it. He was like, nah, it was a laxative.
Nah, you know when you go to college and everything, like most of the food got shit that makes you shit. So you're not over there just holding on to shit.
Of course, shit love.
Shit love in the building. Nah, but bro, but yeah, it was crazy. Allegedly, from what I heard. I'm going to tell you school over here.
It's a lot of scat backs.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yo, that's scab bag. Yo, you said that, you thought about that too.
A lot of scab
bags.
A lot of scab bags. That was on me.
We had 3-day practices for all. We had 3-day practices for the entire time we were there. We got there Tuesday afternoon. We pretty much had them rest. They didn't really do anything. Wednesday morning, we were up at 4:30.
Absolutely.
That's it?
We woke up at 4:30, had to be on the field by 5 o'clock. Ended at 7. They had breakfast. We were back on the field at 10:15. And we ended at 12:15. They had lunch 15 minutes later. Next practice from 3 to 5. And then they had the rest of the day to do whatever we had to do.
Did y'all do team bonding activities? Like
yes.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's the my nigga. I'm about to say, you know, you feel me? All
right, so what activities did you do?
So we had a little talent show where people like expressed their talents. Some people rapped, some people danced. The head coach had a rap battle with one of the kids.
Niggas, fried my coach.
Niggas is in there rocking their hips. Oh, shake that shit, my fault, bro.
Nah, it's rock your hips. We in Jersey,
no,
bro.
No, there's a difference though.
Who won, though? The rap battle.
Oh, the kid, obviously.
Wow.
I
want to
say obviously
because
Coach
came out
there.
I fried my
kid, but you know everybody think the head coach who used to rap back in the day, but like they was rapping like they was on some URL shit, and that shit was terrible.
Nah, you should have fried him. Who danced battle bread? Nah. I want to know.
You know, y'all should.
Bro said who danced. Oh, I didn't dance.
Oh, I didn't dance.
They got some dancing ass niggas on that team though. I ain't gonna cap.
You need to battle with me. That's what they do.
Nah, dead ass, Red. I got come fuck with you, bro.
So I played them, what's his name? They were just like, yo, Red, you got club music? I was like, yeah, I played Keys. Shout out Keys, his little brother. He makes club music, and it's all unreleased. So I played one of them shits. They were just like, oh, this shit hard. So played that shit for them. We had them do like, they had like bonfires. So
yeah, but I had bonfires. Like, it was just hot to the motherfucker.
We sat around a bonfire.
I mean, s'mores?
Nah, we couldn't have s'mores.
I think that's probably good for them, though. Like,
nah, it is.
Especially from like, that's what I'm saying, like, how often do kids do that at a young age? Like, if you go out to, like, I think this can be good for, you know, not to say that, like, they should have to go away and they shouldn't have those practices, because we all experience, everybody play football here, like, we all experience, what, 2-a-day practices here in Jersey? And it was like,
we did 3.
Y'all went to a sick ass high school.
We did 2. My senior year, the last year we did 2 was my junior year. Because senior year, I guess some schools adopted it earlier than others. But they said we couldn't do 2-a-days no more.
Yeah, but even then, like you said, with the whole team bonding activities, we didn't have that. Exactly. Mainly because, like, our coaches, even if we did, like, the whole team bonding activity, the coaches that Rashawn and I had, we'll call that shit gay.
I team bonded.
Not all of us were friends. Everybody is friends on this team.
The JV
is cool with the varsity and everything. Everybody's cool with each other.
Yeah, we was all cool. I was about to say
Elizabeth, we bond through like gelling. I swear to God.
Yeah, nah,
from
but
freshman to
bro, yo, bro, the hood got the most talent of anywhere in the fucking world, bro. Anywhere in the fucking world, bro. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not enough.
But that's why once they started, once motherfuckers been able, like, started being able to do shit. We should never gave you, we should never gave you niggas money. Man. Go back home. Dead ass. Because niggas started, we can hop at anything.
Bro, and that's why I say, like, this can be good for, you know, New Jersey programs and for these kids because, like, it gets a chance to form those relationships, like Reg is talking about. Like, we joked about it before, like, on Remember the Titans, but, like, in those circumstances with the kids they had, like, that was the best solution. And at the same time, like, they're taking, it's like, okay, we're not going to lose this time to, like, get our kids better, see what type of talent we got, get these guys to become a team.
And don't nothing bring people together more than football.
And spending, but, like, they, not even, but when they come off the field, yeah, that's the nigga they live with. So, like,
yeah, exactly.
The running backs with the linemen, or, like, you got the linemen fucking with the receivers, or, like, you got all these people together.
You can't feel some type of way about somebody that you actually met and connected with in real life, like, regardless of whatever.
Eat with niggas, like, and it's not just like, oh, okay, like our 2-a-days, we have lunch, niggas go home, be with their families. Boom, these niggas are away. Like you said, they was away for a week, so that's like a week of like you wake up, you do this shit with somebody, you go home with them, you shower with everybody, you eat dinner with this person, breakfast, lunch, all this other time. Then you're talking about this team bond and stuff. Like it was coming to practice, get the shit done, do these drills. Run these plays, learn this shit, learn your responsibilities, have lunch and shit, maybe watch some film, do some weight room, do this, do that, and go home.
Y'all went to bigger high schools, though, right? We did. Yeah, I said, our high school is like 2,500.
Yeah, we had like a 650 graduating class. Oh, no, our shit was different.
Elizabeth,
different.
Elizabeth,
bro.
Niggas don't even know it's 4 high schools in Elizabeth, right?
Who? Nigga, it's
I'm about saying it's more than, but just the ones that make up actual, like the Elizabeth, like the kids who can play on the same team and shit.
Oh, no, it's all buildings, bro.
Oh,
It's like eight different buildings. It's not cheating, bro.
Of course you would say that.
One high school, 40 niggas on the team.
Because if you think about it, bro, like I could break Elizabeth.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we had one. Orange had one high school, 40 niggas on the team max. Everybody was on the cool with everybody.
40 teams, only 40 people could be on the team?
No.
Oh, you were saying. Oh, okay.
Orange is not a big school.
Okay.
But so we didn't have to do team bombing because
niggas are already bonded.
Like, yeah, we already grew up with each other.
But the craziest thing that I've noticed about this was a lot of the players that I'm coaching now, Rashawn and I played with their older brothers. So, like,
yeah, that shit crazy.
My starting quarterback when I was 9, our rookie year, the starting quarterback when I was 9,
I was in the league.
His little brother's a receiver. He's a senior. What's his name? Sheed's brother. He's the quarterback, Mo. When he was this tall,
I just got one question for you though, bro. Was sure. there any fights?
Going yeah, but I say who fought?
Yes, it was a lot of fights. That was a.
It gotta be fights, bro. Yeah, it gotta be fights.
If it's not a fight at the camp, bro, it's not a camp.
So yeah, it's not a camp.
So one of the fights. We told each other like before we left for camp that you gotta hold each other accountable for your actions. Some people were cheating the drill. It was just like, yo, like, get
somebody
keep
got
moving.
Smacked
like,
in their fucking helmet.
Walking, you're not supposed to be walking when you're doing the drill. One cat was walking during the drill. He pushed him like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? He pushed him. And he punched him in his head. He punched him in his head when he had a fucking helmet on.
Yep. That's a football fight, though. So then they started scrapping.
And the coach, head coach had them break that shit up. After that, we bear crawled for the rest of the 2 hours.
Good.
Damn. 2 hours? Yo. I would have walked back to Jersey because I ain't gonna cap. Bear crawling for 2 hours is insane, bro.
The worst.
Red said that shit like he did.
Yo. Nah, niggas never prank call their coach. Yeah, boss, you gotta get a mic.
We prank called our coach during 2-a-days. Well, 3-a-days. It was after the first practice. And so niggas was just fucking around. Ain't had shit to do. So we just sitting around the locker room. And we would have got away with it if a nigga didn't run out the locker room laughing.
Yeah, it's always that one nigga.
So we sitting in the locker room.
Ooh, I got a question for y'all.
And our coach is just sitting on the field on his beach chair. Like, all the coaches just, like, sitting outside just chilling. Nigga called coach talking about some, like, acted like a girl, like,
talking crazy.
Yo, is this Coach D? Is this Coach D? Talking he like talk. he a real like Louisiana, yeah. New Orleans country, yeah. Nigga. So he like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that me.
So, yeah, that me. Yeah, signal. So he like, yeah, that me. He like, so-and-so, and we about to come over to Bell Stadium, and we about to key your car. He like, you about to do what? Like, give me about to key your car.
He probably told me to come over
I'd like
here.
To see you come do it.
Yeah, I'd like to see you come do it. Too.
So, bro, we just in there laughing, and then this one nigga ran out the locker room laughing, and one of the assistant coaches was like, peeped them laughing, and walked in and seen us on the phone.
Yeah.
So the next practice,
spot him, got him.
So the next practice was just supposed to be uppers, shoulder pads, and helmets. Like coach was just
full.
Like, but like we didn't know that they found out. So he like full pads.
Yep.
Get on the field. We usually do a little warm up shit.
Nigga started you up with some didn't bullshit. None of that. Nothing to warm up. Nigga started you up with some bullshit.
Niggas in the locker room said, like, "Yo, ain't we supposed to be uppers?"
So what we do. Is we do this whole thing where we set up and then it's like it's lines, so somebody line up numbers, hash, middle, hash, numbers. So we did the shit, and so we about to do our little warm up shit, and coach come out, blow the whistle, beep, 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 beep. Up downs. Everybody like
I would, see that. Right see, I was about to say that the question I was about to say was who. Like, what was the worst sports punishment y'all ever had?
Oh, this was it, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, like, that's what I was like. I don't know if it can get worse.
Up downs. Boom. They're up downs. And then we had to do the thing where we paused, got on all fours. We had to chop our feet, and then we had to roll.
Yeah.
Then we had to,
mountain climbers. It's like the in-place mountain climbers. Like, whistle is chop, and next whistle is roll.
Roll.
Yeah.
Roll left, roll right. So then we had to get up, do up downs again. Bro, and we did that, like, for like 30 minutes, bro. 30, 45. Bro, that shit was. And then after we was done with that, we thinking we good to stretch. He like, everybody on the goal line.
Yep, hit that goal line, boy. 110s, nigga.
Yo, everybody on the line.
You could do 2 minutes.
Bell crawl, 110. Go. And then we had.
Hey, everybody ain't making. I know everybody
and then
ain't
we
make it.
Got all the way back. We thinking everybody we cool. We thinking it. We Gucci. We done. Lunge 110, go, bro. The whole bro, we didn't do a play. We didn't do nothing, bro. The
niggas
whole
out there working out,
bro.
As a lineman, be strong today. As a lineman, the worst drill as a lineman, I swear to you, is bear crawling suicides. You skinny niggas, we talking about yo bear crawl is mad easy. For us big niggas,
whoa,
it's not
niggas ain't never said bear crawls was easy.
Yes,
I don't know. I don't know.
Them
niggas lying.
Them niggas be like, I'm not gonna hold you. I've heard some niggas like, I've heard niggas be like, yo, stop bitching. It's like, wait a minute, hold on.
You see me and you see you, nigga.
Pause. Niggas don't bear crawl. They run bent over.
Yeah, niggas run. That's what I'm saying. There's a way to do this shit. Like, there's a way to really finesse this shit. But not say what was he gonna
bro,
say?
But like watching other niggas do that, know that physically.
You got here. She got me sick.
But knowing that you can't do that at the speed, like I hear what you're trying. I've attempted to do it.
Yeah,
it's like
McKeon,
do it.
Yeah, no, my worst one is probably like my freshman year. I was playing football at playing field, and like I think our last game of the year, we got blown out by like Bridgewater or some shit, like some team we wasn't supposed to lose to. Like we was just bullshitting, and we lost to them niggas, bro. Coach is like, nah, y'all gotta crab crawl 400 yards after the game. Crab crawl. Yo, he used to call us prima donnas, bro. From day one in camp, bro, he called us prima donnas through the whole season, bro. And that game, he was fed up with us, bro. He was like, yo, y'all crab crawling 400 yards. Niggas did like 250. Niggas like, man,
niggas are laying.
Niggas, bro.
Niggas are laying.
Hey, man, you suck my dick, nigga. We out of here. Type
yeah,
shit,
I'm not doing
niggas
this.
Niggas on some shit like, niggas did like half and was like, yo, this is the
niggas
last game.
Up
bro.
Said, I'm
I don't
not
give
doing
a fuck,
this.
Bro. Yeah, like, I left, bro. I said niggas leave. I was like, man, I'm out of here, bro. Hell no, bro.
Niggas said, wait a minute. Well, I'm not going to see you till next summer.
Yeah, it was over for that, bro. And I knew I was moving to Elizabeth at that point, too. It was definitely suck my dick.
All right, so my freshman year, I went to Central. Well, I went to camp for Central. And when we got there, niggas, like, unloaded their shit. So it was, like, two cabins. So everybody unloading their shit, chilling. Everybody's like, yeah, we here. Next thing you know, the next cabin, start jumping niggas. Like they come in and just start whooping niggas' ass.
Beautiful. Niggas turn around like, yo, what the fuck?
That's some milk shit.
Yo, niggas really start whooping niggas' ass. Niggas was like throwing niggas across the bed, paws, all that shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
I never got my ass whooped and thrown across the bed.
So then the coach came knocking on the door, like, what the fuck's going on? UGC niggas trying to get up, fix their clothes. Niggas like, oh, this one, all right. All right, this what we doing? All right, bet. We'll see y'all next morning. Nah, next morning.
Next morning. That shit was hell. Lucky.
Niggas had niggas running up hills, down the hill, bear crawl up the hills, down the hills. Niggas did not do that shit no more.
Hey, yo, my fault. I got another one too, bro. I was late to a Saturday practice, bro. I swear, my coach made me run around the football field the entire practice, bro.
Beautiful.
Bro, I was the only nigga not practicing, bro. I came like 45 minutes late. I woke up. By the time I woke up, it was time to be at practice, like on the field,
bro.
Bro, cause like I'm like, nah, a no call, no show is worse than coming late, bro. So I came, bro, and the nigga, like Coach Mayon, that was my nigga, bro. The nigga was like, yo, he's like, yo, whatever. I was about to say my real name. Nigga was like, yo, the nigga was like, yeah, you run around the football field, bro. I'm like, how many times? He's like, until I say stop. Bro, I ran the entire practice, bro. Bro, by the time they end the practice, bro, I'm just walking, bro. Because I couldn't do no more, bro. That shit was wicked, bro. That was probably the worst one.
Niggas gelling off the shit the whole time. Every time you pass, I'm like,
yeah, man. I'm passing niggas on the sideline. Look at your dumb ass, bro. You shouldn't have came late. Yeah, talking mad shit.
Saying exactly what we saying, bro. Why you ain't just stay home?
And my coach is a Giants fan, too. So it was even worse.
Niggas definitely I know you got some shit.
Yeah, I got a couple, but the one that really stick out was my red shirt freshman year of college. So I played at UNH. This man, Coach Rossamata, that man was different. So that season, nobody came into camp shape. Only like
that's crazy.
I think only maybe like 10 people passed the conditioning test.
College is
like, it was bad. Like 16 110s. Like only 10 people passed the conditioning test. So he was like, "All right, bet." So normally, what the punishment is those people that don't pass the conditioning test got to wake up at 6 a.m. before practice and go run, like on the field 6 a.m. with coach. You running 110s. That's what they call the Breakfast Club.
What?
They was called the Breakfast Club. So first day of pads, full first day of pads. This is like I guess 3 days into camp of a like 3 weeks. Camp was like 3 weeks. So this is like the third day.
Jesus.
Coach had us everybody. So everybody here know what gas is. Right?
August 8th.
Hell yeah.
Right. So he's like, it was like the middle of practice. This is the second. This is the second out of three practices for the day. So middle of practice. This is around like, I guess 1 o'clock in the afternoon, sun at the highest peak.
Beaming.
This man goes, everybody on the line, randomly, middle of practice. Like, everybody just was in, I think he was in Indy.
Niggas in disbelief, just like, looking around. Like,
everybody on the line right now, home sideline.
Well, every time you hear a coach say that, you don't know what's about to happen next.
you just know you're about to be tired. Niggas, that's all.
What the fuck,
bro? Next thing you know.
Yeah, straight like that. Like, next thing you know. Like, yo, who did, yo. Yo,
like, yo, what the fuck?
Yo, what y'all niggas do, bro?
All you hear is...
That's like a curse at coach. Bro, what the fuck?
All you hear is skill up first.
Yo.
That's running backs, quarterbacks, DBs, wide receivers. Down and back. Gotta beat the time. I was like, I think like 12 seconds, something like that. Something nuts.
Like y'all did one set of like that? Like y'all go down and back one time?
That was...
Our shit was two.
Oh, yeah. Ours was half gases. He started us off with half gases. Yeah. First, it was down, back, that's one. Got to make it in time. Mm-hmm. Niggas wasn't making it in the times because you obviously got skills, then you got the mids with the linebackers and running backs, then you got, or linebackers and quarterbacks, and then you got the line. The line was being all slow and hot and tired. Nobody wanted to run.
Bruh, what you mean nobody wanted to run? This is what Reg was talking about just a minute ago. And niggas was confused. That's how it be, though.
We was talking a little about the shit.
About the...
remember Lo said something about linemen? He's like, bro, we pushing around niggas the entire time, bro. Y'all niggas just running, and then we supposed to run with y'all? It's not going to work out.
But I honestly feel like coaches be looking for the line to not make it just so that we can do extra. Yeah. So, boom, niggas not making it into the half gasses, so now we doing full gasses. I don't know what he made. What he thought. I don't know why he thought that we not going to make it a half, so I don't know why he thought we going to make it into full gasser.
Because coaches know that shit. Because coaches know that you at the point where you really, 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 really just want to stop. All you want to do at that point is stop. And it's like, nah, I'm going to make y'all niggas run more. That's exactly what it is.
It got to the point, it was so hot out there, the field was so hot, people started taking their cleats off, and they had blisters on their feet.
It was probably like 120 or some shit.
That's how hot it was. God, like, I put this on everything. Mike Flacco, Joe Flacco's brother, was on the team. This man took his shoe off and had the biggest blister on his toe. This is after running like 25 gases. Like, full, this is now full gas, 25 of them. Yeah, bro, that's the worst thing I ever went through.
But wait, so real quick, Zay, before you do it.
Yeah, no, you
so as a coach now, because you're also coaching at an undisclosed location that we will not talk about, are you excited to do that to your players? To not even excited to do it to them, but to wield the power.
Have the power to do it. Yeah, have the power to do it. I ran my first like up downs. Like a couple weeks ago.
What?
Like I had the whistle. Like I had the whistle.
I
would
have been hyped.
What? Hold on.
I got one quote. No one man should have all that power, nigga. Fuck that.
Other coaches talking.
Say, yo, dude. You really? And then just, I was like, I really can make you just go up.
And then I can call, and then you can call him out. You can call him out by first.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That was wicked.
Don't hit that face. I'm gonna say, why you got that face? Like, he don't know what he just did.
Lighter flame.
But yo, honestly, bro, high school. Well, the worst was in college, but just niggas had to run 36 110s.
Bro.
Oh, yeah, I got high school.
Just,
too.
But, what? Yeah, 36 110s. All because a nigga, well, I mean, I guess this is a kind of a big deal, but he, nigga switched out his helmet with another nigga because he liked his helmet better than the his. So he was like, yo, like, where my helmet at? Niggas come find this helmet. Oh, and they made everybody run it except the nigga who took the helmet.
We used to fight
him. Oh, nah, so, we would have fought him.
Yeah.
we're not doing that, bro.
But honestly, the worst thing though is in college, so defense was on one side of the 50, we was on the other side of the 50, like, and at like the corners of the end zone, so the corners of the end zone, and then like sideline 50, so they had like D linemen on one, linebackers on the other, corners, and I think maybe kickers was one of them, kickers ran with the quarterback maybe, no kickers was the other one. And on our side, we had receivers. The other corner was QBs and tight ends. Other corner was running backs. And I forgot what the other fucking corner was. But we had to run. So from where our position was, run around the field and then get to the next position. Get to the next station. Mind you, each side is four corners. At every station, you did something different for a minute. So there was one where you did push-ups for a minute. There was one you did up-downs for a minute. There was one you did this was from punishment, so that's
a different circuit.
Yeah, so we had already did this before. This was like one of the first things we did, like when we got to Wesley. But we did it mid-season. And like probably like sometime in November, I think we lost a game or something. That was like the first game we might have lost, and like that wasn't in like either the national championship or the semifinals in probably like 2 or 3 years, some shit like that. And niggas was just not with it. And in every stage was something different, bro. We had to do that shit 18 times, bro. 18 times. And each time when you was running, you had to do it in less than, I believe, 35 seconds to get to the next station. Bro, 18 times, bro.
46,
no, that wasn't your rest time. You had like 40, like there was no rest time. Like when you got... You did whatever you had to do at the station. You ran around, and then you ran to the next station, and then you got a whistle blown, and you had to do whatever you was doing for 2 minutes. And then they blow the whistle again, and you had to run around to the next station. So there is no rest time unless, like, yeah. But that shit was, like, But like mid season, that shit wasn't fun. Bro.
Yeah.
Mid season,
you're not in.
You do your game plans. You do your film.
We did the 36-110s in high school though for messing around, like fucking around during special teams. Coach, I got tight. It was like
that's the worst shit
on the line. That's the worst.
That's thing the worst one to fuck up on,
bro.
Yeah.
Coach, nobody was taking him serious. Rest in peace, my nigga, Coach Laverty. Rest in peace to him.
Yeah, rest in peace, Coach Drass, my head coach at Wesley.
We had to do 110s for every drop pass.
Yo, I remember why I made you do that.
I'm good.
Kill me. Conditioning was already 20. But each drop pass during practice, we had an additional 110.
Nice.
Imagine just watching a nigga with his pencil just.
Bro,
just writing them shit down.
Bro, after a while, quarterbacks were just like throwing cotton at niggas. Niggas like. Because we had a nigga on the team. His name is Gio. Reggie. Remember Gio? That nigga could not catch, bro. He was garbage.
Bro had to clap his hands to catch the ball.
It was so easy to guard him. He was like this.
Pretend you're throwing me a football.
Every time?
Every time.
And he used to be
on scout team, and I used to have to guard him, and guard him was so easy because if he was being thrown a pass, like Reggie would say, he would clap before he would try to catch the ball. Every time he clapped, the guy just hit his hands.
So I catch the ball better than the nigga?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. Oh, y'all got no hands?
Oh,
yeah.
No, I got hands.
Oh, but you mean just generally as?
Yeah, I played the line. Like, I shouldn't have better hands than any skill player.
Bro, I know a lot of line.
I grew up different, bro. So, like, yeah. But I'm just saying, though, in general, like, a skill player, bro, if you're a wide receiver, bro, it shouldn't be a lineman that catch the ball better than you, bro.
Yo,
speaking of linemen that's able to catch the ball, there's a nigga on my team. His last name, we call him Woods because that's his last name. He's literally you. Like, demeanor, like, everything. He's you.
Yeah, real nigga.
He's from Elizabeth. So.
Real nigga. Shout out to the E. But shout out to the E. It's different when that blood is in you.
Alright. So one summer, it was like 102, 103 degrees outside. And niggas forgot the water.
Excuse me, you just said
203. No, 102, 103.
I'm about to say, nigga, you're lying.
This nigga was on Mars.
I'm like, nigga, you're lying.
Nah, niggas forgot the water. And coach is like, fuck it, we still gonna practice. Bro, when I tell you niggas threw up, some niggas almost passed out. I was like, one of the worst practices I ever
had. That's regular shit, though. That's how it's supposed to be in the summertime. I never threw up in practice though.
I've never thrown up due to working out.
You know why? Because like I played basketball in the summertime, spring, and all that shit when football ended. Like I always played basketball in Elizabeth. That's just what niggas do.
Yeah, I did football, basketball, and track. So like, I'm seeing PJ and everything. I'm like, see this nigga in football, race against this nigga in track.
I did track my senior year. Well, the field my senior year with PJ. Like we did the javelin and all of that shit. Like
your senior year, we had the same senior year.
Yeah, 12, right?
Oh shit! I didn't even know that.
You said with PJ,
yeah.
So that brings me. To
I'm gonna say because like, so, I raced against PJ a couple times, like in the 110. I raced against Eli Hughes in the 400 hurdles. Me, him, and Ruhan. Ruhan was the only nigga to ever run me over, like from high school on. Because I probably got ran over sometime in Rams or some shit like that. I don't fucking remember. But like,
damn, you let Ruhan run you over, dude.
Bro, what? Ruhan had like 2% body fat, my nigga.
That's
ass.
What are some of the?
We were talking about Elijah. Bro, this nigga is insane, bro.
Ruhan was crazy.
Who is some of the? Who's a New Jersey football legend that you played against, or somebody that you like? Is who you feel like from Jersey? Really was like a great high school player overall.
I got one from Elizabeth. I got to shout him out. Ray G. Even though like
Ray G was fucking tough.
For my era, even though like niggas say it was niggas better than him, bro. But Ray G was like Reggie Bush in high school.
Yeah, bro. I remember, bro.
He went to Pittsburgh with
LeSean.
Yeah, Ray Graham. But he was like after LeSean McCoy. They had a three lineup running back system where it's like just they had three great niggas back to back.
I remember my coach Sheridan shut down Ray Graham 2 weeks in a row. And niggas was talking about that shit for years, bro. Like, for years, like.
Bro, I used to leave playing field Fridays and then go to Elizabeth just to watch the game because my cousin was on the team and shit, just to watch this nigga play, bro.
Yeah, bro, he was tough. Rick Aaron went crazy.
He went to Pitt and shit, bro. He was leading the league in the NCAA in rushing until he tore his ACL.
Yeah, I was about to say, he was on his way to the, he was probably on his way to the league.
Yeah.
Shot.
Yeah, towards he tore his ACL, bro.
With and against a lot of dogs, bro.
Like, even so your one? My one? We talking about high school players. We ain't talking about where they, if you know somebody going somewhere.
I think the obvious one, like, everybody knows Jabril. Pepper. Yeah, Jabril's yeah, like playing against him. Like, I played against him when he played at Don Bosco, not even at Paramus Catholic. So I didn't even play against him when he was like in his prime. This is raw talent, Jabril. This, he was different. I do got to highlight me tackling him on my highlight tape.
That nigga said, I'm like, putting this on that.
He was different. That's somebody I never seen, like, with the ball in his hands. He could do whatever, bro. Punt return, kick return, running back, wide receiver. Everything,
and he
bro.
Was a nigga, like, so he was just a dog. Like. That means something, bro. No, that means something.
Yeah, bro. That means something, bro. That does. It's just funny. I think besides him, though, my man's Terrell Smith from my high school. He played running back and safety. That's one of the hardest hitting niggas I've ever seen in my life. Like, in person, like, in practice, to see him hit somebody every day. I never seen somebody hit like that before.
Nah, I seen, I went to one of Minka Fitzpatrick's games. That nigga was a dog in high school, but with my own eyes, like, on the field, I seen this nigga David Njoku play. And it's crazy because I was a freshman, so I wasn't on the field, so yeah. Obviously I was watching. But it was crazy to see because all week niggas is just like, they got this receiver, his name is Njoku, and he going to Miami. And it's like, okay, we got a corner that's going to UConn. I mean, like, I know.
We good.
Yeah, like,
they're playing the same conference, right? I'm not tweaking, right? I am a little bit.
Nah,
they don't. UConn's Big East.
But, like, when you're in high school, but when you're
well, UConn's the Big East, but now the Big East doesn't exist in, like, when you're in, when for you're them
in,
anymore.
When you're in high school, just, like, going D1 is a big thing.
Yeah.
So them niggas saying, like, they got a receiver going to Miami, we, like, we got a D1. Got D1 DB, like, all right.
We put this nigga on him on all game. We good.
Yeah, like, so the game get here, David Njoku played for Cedar Grove 6-0 at our home for homecoming. Everybody, like, niggas know, like, well, this team undefeated. We wasn't really good. Well, we was good, but we wasn't 6-0 type shit. So we get there, and it's a team full of white people. But it's one black dude. You know, he's the and it was David Njoku. And, like, at the time, I didn't know who he was. I didn't know who he was I didn't know that was him until he got to the league. So we playing fade ball, Moss, on our dude, touchdown. I'm not going to say who the dude is because, like, he still play ball. I'm not finna do him like that. Again, fade ball.
Man, niggas get got every
Moss
day.
Jamar Summers. Fade ball, Moss, touchdown. We ended up winning the game, but when them niggas needed a play.
But you just saw it. Like,
fade, Moss,
and then you're like, yo, why are we covering this nigga
like
this,
press the circle,
like,
all game.
Bro, and then a few years later, David Njoku get drafted. I'm like,
oh, shit.
That nigga. I was like, from Miami. I'm like, from Miami? I'm like. Yeah. It was that nigga. But it's crazy because, like, he must have gained mad weight, like, got big ass.
He did not.
He was
grown.
He was college. He was skinny and he
and
was,
then realized
he was skinny
that the
in high school
was better than him. And he
but
said,
the,
fuck
but
it,
the
I'm
nigga could jump, had long arms, big hands, just mossing. And it's crazy because that shit running his blood. Because when I was a senior, his brother was a freshman.
I know he got a brother.
And
too.
We played Cedar Grove at they turf. Fade Moss touchdown.
14 years old.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, niggas be forgetting, niggas be fucking 14 whooping niggas ass, niggas be like 17. But I mean, it's a couple niggas who was like real tough. But I think just the most annoying, like, thing that I played against was probably Eli Hughes for real.
Shout out to Elizabeth.
Like, and it was just because like playing corner on like playing a slot against somebody who like you know for a fact is faster than you. And you know for a fact that when he gets the ball in his hands, he just move like different. That nigga was like PJ was tough. But as a quarterback, it's a little different because you rely on other people at times. But Eli Hughes had this ability to just go like whatever direction he wanted and not slow down. Most people, like when they cut, they lose speed. There's a few people who like who don't lose any speed going in and out of cuts. That's why niggas are like, okay, well, Odell's fast, but how do he be that fast? It's because when he cut, he don't lose no fucking speed. And then he just gets to his real speed and you're like, oh shit. And by that point he in open field. That was Eli Hughes. But he was like 5 5'8" Like
5'7" probably.
But he would go up on niggas. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
Like it was like, all right, it's 3rd and 11. It don't matter. They got Eli Hughes. We gotta make sure, like, you feel me? Like we doing what we supposed to do. It's a punt return. Don't matter. They got Eli Hughes. They gotta like you. Oh, so then bro. So you was at the playoff game in 2012 where he it was 2011 technically. Yeah, 2011. When he returned that punt.
Against
Union, against us. So we thought he was fair cashing it. I wasn't.
Yeah, niggas try to say like he.
But as I'm like looking at it, like he's shielding himself from the light because them lights up there, that shit go crazy. Because I lost the interception in that playoff game in the like just in the air. Like I was like, yo, I don't know where this ball's at. Ended up behind me and shit. But niggas thought he was fair cashing it. He returned that point at the end of the half, and that shit changed everything. But I was like, yo,
because y'all beat us in a regular season.
Yeah.
I was suspended that game.
We lost to North Bergen in the playoffs that year.
North Bergen was tough. That was when they had Vin as a veto. Yeah, but exactly. he wasn't even tough. He wasn't all that.
And they had two players on their team that was from New York, and they lost. They took their state champion. Their state title.
Yeah, away. And that corner, Denzel. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, he was living with Vin. Like he was actually living with Vin, his grandfather that was coaching until his father was coaching the team.
Overtime.
Bro, them niggas. Yeah, we scrimmaged them actually.
Malcolm Bagley from Orange High. That man was a fucking monster, bro. When I went to go see him play and I played against him, I was not guarding that nigga. That was not me. But that nigga was, rest in peace to him.
He passed.
Yeah, he died when he was 19 in the drive-by. But that man, he could catch anything, bro, in the air. That nigga was fucking tough.
Niggas are getting killed over anything.
It was crazy. It wasn't even for him. It was for the nigga I was with.
For me, just like seeing it up close, which is probably like before I started playing football.
And shout out to Jamar Bogan because he was crazy.
So that's exactly what I'm about to say.
Hold
on. No.
I'm about to say because I played with bro on the year when he won Gatorade State Player of the Year, and he was like this since like I was like 11 years old, and he was like nigga. 8.
Yeah. Wasn't he older though? That's what.
No, that nigga was younger when we was
when we were seniors.
He was a sophomore.
I thought that he was lying about the nigga age or some shit.
Hell no. That nigga was a little kid. That nigga was 14. Yeah, for sure.
Like watching,
and he was doing this shit since Pop Warner. So I was in fifth grade, and he was in third grade.
Was just fast,
going crazy.
Like kind of like how you were saying about Elijah. Just like he was just faster than everyone, and he could like literally cut on the dime.
Yeah. Like, see, he wasn't like, as quick as somebody like Eli Hughes, like in terms of just like shiftiness, but it didn't matter because he was so.
See, I ain't
fast.
See that nigga until the playoff game, bro. So I seen when he ran because I was suspended the game that we played y'all whatever. So I only watched the game film, and he ran somebody over on my team.
Yes, in the red zone, it was bad.
He gave a
nigga he got a nigga concussion. but he rushed for 500 yards that game.
But yeah, he did us bad, bro.
No, 300 yards.
I'm not at the game, bro. So like Saturday morning, I'm going to watch film, bro. And then it's like, niggas like, yo, he ran such and such over type shit,
bro. That shit bad. Damn, I can go back to that film and watch it and know exact that shit happened on. We was going into the red zone. It had to be maybe like the 15.
He ran him over. Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
And the nigga he ran over ain't no.
Yeah,
bitch.
I'm about to say he wasn't no slouch. Like, he ain't no bitch. For, y'all ain't had no slouch.
Like, wait a minute.
You know, we ain't had no bitches on our team.
You know who was tough? Who I used to play against? Who's the corner? I'm talking about
which one?
Yeah, I'm about to say I had a couple. Not number 13. Not the dark skin. Not the
that's dude. Kyle.
Number five. What's his name, bro?
Fuck.
The corner.
Damn.
This nigga Mitch.
Hold up.
He's
bro.
Also one of the best football players I've ever seen in my life.
Over him?
Bro. He was one my sophomore.
Oh, yeah, bro. Just won the, he played in the full contact.
He played in the A7FL.
Yeah, he played in the full. Won.
Shout out to Trenton BIC.
Yeah. Facts. He plays in the full contact 7-on-7 league.
Yeah. You ever heard of, you never heard of A7FL? Yeah, bro, so, it's a full contact, non-padded league. It was bro. A rumble. They be really out there hitting each other, bro. No pads.
Bro. Yeah, but they have a less concussion rate than like any football league. Yeah, I imagine. And like, bro, they be hitting.
They be hitting, bro. Yeah, he just won, and they just won the whole chip. They've been playing. They play like Las Vegas or the A7FL.
Bro playing there. Yeah. What's bro name?
Oh, not five. It wasn't five.
It wasn't five.
Not at all. I forgot his number, but it wasn't five.
But your bro in that league.
What?
The
A7FL.
The full contact. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Corey. And
who the running back? He played line for y'all though. Light skinned nigga with the
tats. Yeah, Debo.
Yeah, Debo. Yeah, I fuck with bro. I fuck with bro. He chased me down an interception when I picked PJ up.
Yeah, bro. The nigga like 5'7", bro, but stronger. He's stronger than everybody in this room.
My
bro.
High school quarterback. He played for Patterson U team. He my boy Cartrell Huffin. He's like one of the stars of the league. If you look him up, like the A7FL on Instagram.
Yeah,
like, you'll see him.
Nah, the two niggas who run that league though, like one of the best teams, they both from Elizabeth. Yeah. Corey Price and Debo. I don't even remember Debo's real name, bro.
Me either. They call a nigga in A7FL. They call him the ice cream truck.
Yeah, he little, but he's strong as fuck, bro.
One kid, Asante Worthy, something like that, bro. He was different. I don't know if they had like the Sports Center had posted them. They did like a celebration. The whole team had like rushed the league, rushed the team from the field. I mean. They had like a celebration. She was lit. Yeah, bro. This nigga Mitch, one of the best football players I've ever seen, bro.
Football is such a bag.
It's crazy because like football season is here very much
so clearly. None of this was even on topic with, right?
We have spent the entire pod just talking about football. And football season is here, bro.
Yeah.
Football season is here. Games are here. Absolutely round of applause. It is. Don't talk to the men on Sundays. For all the women listeners, or to become a part of that process. You know what I'm saying? Learn and enjoy the game.
From 9 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
I sure you watch football.
You feel me? That's a beautiful thing. Hey, you know, let's get some wings going, okay? Let's get some. Get back in the kitchen.
We're not doing this.
Yeah. yo.
We're not doing this, bro.
Give the recipes along.
But, yeah. This nigga is sick.
I have a question that may be too racy for the pod. I don't know.
What is it, Z? All
right. What are you more likely to find?
Nope.
No.
I don't know what it's going.
No, it's not. I've said crazier things. I was thinking about it.
It doesn't make it better.
In the car. Yeah, I was thinking about it. No, it don't make it better. Fuck. Oh. A woman who can't cook. A woman who can drive, or a woman who is funny. What are you most likely to find?
This has been episode 69 and the Regulation Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Shake.
Boop Nook.
It's your boy, Mr. AKA Mookadeen.
No side gun sitting here.
Shit loving the building.
Miss your boozing.
Yeah.
Beanham has done it again.
I'm
gonna answer that shit too.
Yeah. Play the Zig music.
Please.
I was asking who's gonna answer this. Who's gonna answer
this? Nobody. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing though.
Yeah, Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fadeaway on niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.